SDN Communications, Avera Health, and First Bank and Trust are working together to fund a housing development initiative. The effort is spearheaded by East River Electric Power Cooperative. Tom Boyko is CEO of the co-op and says there's a lack of housing in rural South Dakota.
You have to have the people to run the businesses out in the rural areas. And in order to do that, they want housing. They need housing. And they need affordable, quality housing. And so when you want to get those jobs out there, if you want people out there, you have to have decent housing. And that's what this whole effort's about.
Boyko says East River Electric is looking to support initial housing efforts in Chamberlain. $4 million have been pledged to build multifamily apartment complexes and single-family homes. SDN Communications CEO Mark Schlanta says housing opportunities are few and far between outside of bigger cities.
Well, people can find a modern apartment, you know, in Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Mitchell, Aberdeen, you know, some of the larger communities. But as you go to some of the smaller communities, you know, finding perhaps some of the modern amenities that come with newer housing, you know, may not exist or may not exist in their price range. And we've seen it through the pandemic, you know, that you can, a workforce can be in a lot of different places.
Schlanta hopes the collaboration will motivate others to do the same towards rural development. Contributions from each business goes to revolving loans through the Rural Electric Economic Development Fund, which is administered by East River Electric. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn in Sioux Falls.